News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
But the evidence suggests that the more languages you speak, the younger your brain is. Professor of Experimental Brain Research at Trinity College Dublin, Shane O'Mara, is with us. Shane, is it that the use of the languages keeps the brain younger, or is it the learning of the languages sort of fittens it up and it then remains that way?
Hi, Anton. It's a little bit unclear, actually. I think the answer is we don't really know yet. There's been a kind of a suspicion in the literature for probably going back 30 years that there's something slightly different about the brains of bilinguals or polyglots compared to people who are monoglots. And it might simply be that you're giving a bit more brain over to another language because it has to exist somewhere. Or it might be the effort of retrieving the language, or it might be the fact that, you know, when you're speaking in one language, you have to suppress the other. And then when you switch over, you have to suppress the first one and pull the second one out. So it's one of these things that's a little bit hard to tease apart.
And what's interesting about the research is it suggests that there is a continuing correlation between brain age and the number of languages. As in, if you speak two, your brain is a certain degree younger. If you speak four, it's younger again.
Yeah, that's certainly what they suggest. Now, I'd be a little bit wary about reading too much into that, because there's too many other things going on that we just don't know about, because lots of other things impact on brain age as well. Early life education and how long you spend in education has a really important impact on how your brain ages later in life. So, you know, something that you do between the ages of, let's say, 4 and 20 has a huge impact on how your brain looks when you're 80, you know, so 60 years later. And midlife habits have an awful impact as well. Things like, are you keeping your blood pressure under control? Are you a smoker or not a smoker? Are you exercising regularly? Are you keeping the alcohol under control? These all have a big impact as well. So rather than just saying it's language is the thing, it's language is one of the things. And of course, if you can speak a couple of languages, well, it's not great.
Presumably, though, as well, there is likely to be an overlap between those who are, to use your word, polyglots, and those who are exposed to multiple cultures, those of higher level education. So very difficult to strip out those other contributing factors that are probably also contributing to the fact that you speak multiple languages.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the kind of context that you grow up in matters an awful lot. Like, so this study focused on the Basque region. In people in the Basque country tend to speak at least two languages. They'll speak Spanish and they'll also speak Basque, but often they'll also speak English, and many of them will also speak French. So the context matters a lot. It may also be that there's other things going on. You know, if you're from that region, you have to work with people from diverse cultures, as you've just said. It may be that you're interacting with tourists, or you're interacting with people from France or whatever. So there's a lot more going on. You know, one of the key problems of the study like this is that language allows you to engage in social connection with others. It's very easy to talk to people in English if you're an English speaker, not so easy to speak to somebody in Portuguese if you're an English speaker and you don't know any Portuguese. So you can make social connection. And we do know that social connection is really, really important for brain health in later life.
But the bad news underpinning all of this is there is still no real way to get around running around.
Exercise is absolutely vital. There's no two ways about it. What's good for your heart is good for your health. It provides probably the biggest, easiest, quick boost to brain health that you would ever come across. Now, the other thing I'd add to that is that as people get old, they lose muscle mass, so they become frail. And that actually has a feedback on the brain as well. There's things that diffuse out of bone that affect how your brain health is. So people should be concentrating a bit on building muscle or maintaining muscle mass as they get older if you want to have a good boost to brain health.
Shane, thanks very much. Shane O'Mara there, Professor of Experimental Brain Research at Trinity College.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.